This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. The Afghan Taliban have denounced U.S. President Donald Trump's decision to call off peace talks with the insurgent group. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
The secret meeting was to have taken place at the presidential retreat at Camp David, Maryland, just days before the anniversary of the 9/11 attacks. But in a tweet Saturday, President Trump said he was canceling it because of a car bombing in the Afghan capital on Thursday that killed 12 people, including 10 civilians and an American soldier, an attack for which the Taliban claimed responsibility. Trump said the attack would only weaken the Taliban's bargaining position, tweeting, "If they cannot agree to a ceasefire during these very important peace talks, they probably don't have the power to negotiate a meaningful agreement anyway." And he asked, "How many more decades are they willing to fight?" Ben Thomas, Washington.
In an interview with ABC's This Week, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo explains why the talks were canceled.
We had a commitment that they would meet in Oslo to begin reconciliation conversation. And then the Taliban overreached. They killed an American in an effort to gain leverage at the negotiating table. And President Trump said enough.
Pro-democracy activists rallied outside the U.S. consulate in Hong Kong on Sunday as they try to ramp up international pressure on Beijing following 3 months of protests. Panzer Chan organized today's rally.
Hong Kong is the forefront of the battle against the totalitarian regime of China. And this is the forefront of the free world. Please support us. Please support us in our fight.
The protesters called on the U.S. to pressure Beijing to meet their demands. China's trade with the United States is falling sharply as the two sides prepare for more negotiations. There is no sign of progress toward ending a worsening tariff war that threatens global economic growth. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Thousands of people are fleeing the devastation in the Bahamas as conditions grow increasingly desperate nearly a week after Hurricane Dorian made landfall, reducing many homes to rubble and knocking out water and power. Reuters' Emmer McCarthy reports.
Thousands are attempting to flee rapidly deteriorating conditions in the Bahamas as the country begins to count the cost of devastating Hurricane Dorian. Many are hoping to get off the hard-hit Great Abaco Island to seek safety in the capital, Nassau, or head further afield to Florida for shelter, supplies, and even jobs. The U.S. Coast Guard and Navy have been shipping in relief supplies and had already rescued nearly 300 people from isolated areas in the island's worst hit by the Category 5 storm, which made landfall earlier this week.
That is Reuters' Emmer McCarthy reporting. State media in North Korea says one of the most powerful typhoons to ever hit the Korean peninsula has left 5 people dead and 3 injured. Before reaching North Korea, Typhoon Lingling hit South Korea, killing 3 people and injuring 13 others, though the country appears to have escaped widespread damage. A senior minister of Britain's ruling Conservative Party has resigned because she does not think the Prime Minister is serious about creating a Brexit divorce deal. Work and Pension Secretary Amber Rudd said late Saturday that Boris Johnson is not working to secure a Brexit withdrawal. Meanwhile, on the streets of London, there were some brief scuffles in rival rallies that were held at Parliament Square in London over the UK's Brexit impasse. Police had minor clashes with some of the pro-Brexit protesters who threw barriers at officers. Prime Minister Boris Johnson says he wants to take Britain out of the European Union on October 31st, with or without a deal with the bloc. Turkish and U.S. troops conducted their first joint ground patrol in northeastern Syria Sunday as part of the so-called safe zone that Ankara has been pressing for. Turkey hopes the buffer zone, which it says should be at least 30 kilometers deep, will keep Syrian Kurdish fighters away from its border. Turkey considers these Kurdish militias a threat, but they've also been key U.S. allies in the fight against the Islamic State group. India's top national security adviser says a large number of suspected militants are trying to infiltrate Kashmir and accuse Pakistan of trying to foment trouble in the region. Military officials said the information is based on radio intercepts and ground intelligence. India has long accused Pakistan of supporting and training militants to foment a separatist insurgency in Kashmir, charges Islamabad denies. For more news whenever you want it, please go to voanews.com. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.
VOA 1.